The Olympic Year is a series of programs outlining the events and music that shaped the last 40 years of the Olympic Games, from 1956 in Melbourne to 1996 in Atlanta. This week, 1972, Munich, West Germany.
Ich erkläre die Olympischen Spiele München 1972 zur Feier der 20. Olympiade der Neuzeit für eröffnet.
In 1972, the Olympic Games returned to Germany for the first time since 1936 in Berlin, the games that were to be marked by tragedy in the second week. In the first week of competition, 22-year-old American swimmer Mark Spitz set an Olympic gold medal record by winning four individual and three relay events, all in world record times. Spitz had won two gold medals in Mexico in 68, but they came in the relays. He missed out on individual gold. This time around, Spitz was in determined mood.
I think that the way I was able to win the seven gold medals was to not only carry myself in the pool physically, but to carry myself mentally. I truly believe that my competitors really swam for second place.
This was gold number seven, the 4x100 meters medley relay, which added to his two in Mexico, gave him a total of nine gold medals and the tag of the greatest Olympic swimmer of all time.
Most of all, Olympic swimming 1972 belongs almost entirely to Mark Spitz, the 22-year-old Californian who's now swimming the butterfly like for America in the 4x100 medley. Six golds, a new Olympic summit, the possibility of a seventh as we go back to see Jerry Heidenreich swimming the freestyle leg for America at the 4x100 medley, and he's well up. He's 2-3 meters up, and if he touches, then it'll be seven goals for Mark Spitz. Heidenreich in freestyle for America. He's home. Unless he collapses or dies, he's going to win, and he has won. And Mark Spitz has incredibly won seven Olympic gold medals, and not alone that, time in the medley, 3:48.1. That's a new world record.
Morning has broken.
Spitz's remarkable gold medal success still stands as the greatest single Olympic gold medal haul in swimming history. Then, on September the 5th, 1972, eight Arab commandos slipped into the Olympic Village, killed two Israeli team members, and seized nine others as hostages.
Early this morning, a group of Palestinian terrorists fought their way into the Olympic Village and to the accommodation of the Israeli team. One person was killed during this incident. We do not know if any other casualties took place or whether persons are injured, because doctors are not admitted by the terrorists.
Early the next morning, all nine were killed in a shootout between the terrorists and the West German police at a military airport. The tragedy stunned the world and stopped the 20th Olympiad in its tracks. This was the official explanation for the police action from an eyewitness.
When the two helicopters landed on the airport, one of the terrorists went to inspect the aircraft. It was not possible to wait anymore, and the police tried to shoot the terrorists, and then the action began as you know.
After suspending competition for 24 hours and holding a memorial service attended by 80,000 at the main stadium, 84-year-old outgoing International Olympic Council President Avery Brundage made this announcement.
I'm sure the public will agree that we cannot allow a handful of terrorists to destroy this nucleus of international cooperation and goodwill. The games must go on.
And on they went. In Munich, the United States lost an Olympic basketball game for the first time ever when the Soviets were given three chances to convert a last-second inbound pass and finally won 51-50.
And they're still saying there's another 3 seconds of the game to play. The referee says there's three more seconds to play. And the only way they're going to score is by giving the ball to the player once it gets into the court and going for a long shot. And everybody going completely crazy here. And that's the long shot, and they got it. And oh my goodness, I don't believe it. I do not believe it. Nobody knows what's going on. Absolutely fantastic.
The US refused the silver medal, and they remain locked in a German bank vault to this day. Munich was also where 17-year-old Soviet gymnast Olga Korbut made the gymnastics event's world headlines. Korbut won gold on the beam and on the floor.
Oh, that was terrific! How can you take it away from this girl?
When I do my finish pose, and I thought about one thing, I want to eat and I want to sleep.
I had nothing to do. This hot afternoon, but to settle down and write you a line. I've been meaning to phone you, but from Minnesota, hell, it's been a very long time. You wear it well, a little old fashioned, but that's alright. Well, I suppose you're thinking, I bet he's sinking, or he wouldn't get in touch with me.
Korbut wasn't the only one to make a mark at the gymnastics hall. Ludmila Tereshcheva, Korbut's Soviet teammate, actually smashed the equipment on the asymmetric bars during her routine.
Let go the upper bar.
And the apparatus has collapsed. The apparatus collapsed as she hit the lower bar.
16-year-old swimmer Shane Gould of Australia won three gold medals in Munich. American swimmer Rick DeMont was stripped of a gold medal for taking asthma medication. And track medalists Vince Matthews and Wayne Collett of the US were banned for life for fooling around on the victory stand during the American national anthem. And on the track, Britain's 33-year-old Mary Peters won the pentathlon.
Mary Peters of Great Britain in lane two, the woman she fears most, for Glinda Pollock from East Germany. And in lane six, Heidi Rosenthal, who has to beat Mary Peters by 12 meters or 13 meters if she's to win. And the girl who was to beat her by 4 meters, if she was to take it, was in lane two, Berglinda Pollock. And in fact, the result is coming through to us now. Mary Peters, the winner of the gold medal in the pentathlon for Great Britain with a new world record of 4.801. You see it on the board. Now, Heidi Rosenthal, the girl who won that 200 meters, was second, and Berglinda Pollock was third.
Russian Valery Bortsov won the men's 100 and 200 metres. Bortsov won the 100, taking advantage of a timetable mix-up that saw joint US world record holders Eddie Hart and Ray Robinson fail to turn up for the heats. Finland's Lassi Virran completed the 5,000 and 10,000 metre double, the first time it's been achieved since 1956. His win in the 10,000 was all the more remarkable for the fact that Virran fell in the final, but he got up and also broke the world record in victory.
Coming into the straight for the last time after 25 laps, it's Virran. Virran is hitting the straight in front. Can he emulate Vartainen in Helsinki? What a mess, it's really flying, but it's Virran. Virran is going to win the 10th.
strangest happening in Munich in 72 came in the Olympic cycle road race. Ireland's Batty Flynn was leading the race at one stage, but he wasn't even listed as a competitor, nor were the other three Irish riders in the main bunch. In fact, there were two Irish teams in the race. The one Batty was riding for was the National Cycling Association, not recognised by the International Federation. The four were arrested and jailed, but no charges were pressed, and the four were sent home. Munich 1972, a time of tragedy. Mark Spitz, Olga Corbett and Lassie Veeran. Next week, Montreal 1976.